Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gary in Cleveland on the Fan.
What's going on, Matt Farrell?
Hey, how you doing, Gary? It's Farrell.
Pretty good, pretty good. By the way, Spence is the greatest boxer I've ever seen, but that's not what I want to talk about.
Right.
I want to talk about this AFC North. Do you think this Pittsburgh team, even they lost to it this week, he's gone for a bit, this defense is really good. Do you think Cleveland, all this hype, they're not that great? Baltimore is exposed. Cincinnati don't have a chance. Do you think Pittsburgh can win this division at 9-7?
Well, I think it's going to be difficult. They're down two games already, and I think, obviously the Ravens have the edge over everybody. I think that it's interesting that the Steelers have the same record now as the Browns, right? And so anything could happen between those two, but I think Baltimore's got the driver's seat as far as that goes. The Bengals season's over. I mean, it's already over. So I don't. What are they, 0-6? You cannot come back from that, in my opinion. They would have to win 10 games in a row to make that successful, and that's not happening either. Their whole team is decimated by injuries, and they suck to begin with. So it's three teams, and I think the Browns are the most overrated thing I've ever seen in my life in any sport. I mean, everyone is so stupid. Did I not go on record on this show for months on end in the summer when everybody was handing the Browns the Super Bowl? I mean, it was the most pathetic thing I've ever seen, and it just goes to show you, if you ask me, how stupid the national media really is at the end of the day. A bunch of know-it-alls. Everybody's a genius. Everybody thinks they're a celebrity. Everybody thinks they know everything, and they're so smart, and they're just so gifted because they're on TV or radio, and they give people crappy advice. The bottom line is this. Nobody knows anything. And to put the Browns in the Super Bowl, to me, in the offseason was laughable with what they've done. I don't care who they have on their team. I really don't. Like, they have Beckham and Landry now, and they don't win, don't they? They have Baker Mayfield now, and they don't win, do they? So they have all this talent that I keep hearing about, all that braggadocious, they're the best team, and all this other nonsense. The Browns are so far from being the best team in the NFL, it's not even funny. So let's get real here. And the Steelers, to me, there's no way they're winning that division, if you ask me. I will keel over if they win that division because they're playing Devlin Hodges, for Christ's sakes, at quarterback. Now, people say, oh, he did a great job. What, did he throw for 100 yards? Calm down. They beat a crappy team, and that's the facts. The Chargers went from heaven to hell in one season, didn't they? They went from being great to being nothing this year. So the Steelers pushing them around was no big deal, if you ask me. And although I think every game in the NFL, you have no clue who's going to win. Absolutely no clue. People just think everything's so automatic, and they have no idea what they're talking about. Every game's a nightmare.
Defense?
I think their defense is good. I don't have a problem with their defense. I think they blew the Niner game. You get five turnovers, you don't win the game. That really hurt them. But I will, I'll agree that their defense is legit. I don't think their defense is as good as, like, the Bills' defense. And the Patriots' defense, and but I think they're up there in terms of the AFC best defensive teams. I'll give you that. But Carver Hyde, they're not winning the North. How do you, you're two games down already with 10 to go? What are they gonna? I mean, I guess it's feasible, but how do you do that with a third string quarterback? Now Mason Rudolph's gonna come back. How long before he gets his bell rung again?
Yeah, I think it's tough to say that they're gonna win the division this year. I think that Baltimore is, they're in the position right now. Not only are they two games up on them, but they also beat them straight up already once, too. So it's really 2.5 when you look at it. And the Ravens just look like right now that they're the better team out of all four of those teams.
Oh, do you remember at the end of that game what happened? Oh,
they punched the ball out of Schuster.
And Tucker kicked a field goal to win it, and
Steelers had the ball, and Juju
fumbled.
Got it pumped, punched right out of his hands.
I get a lot of that. People punching me. Trying
to punch Steelers
me.
Did a nice job in that game, too.
They had that game. They blew it. But I covered with that game. That's all that matters. I don't even care anymore when my team loses. That's how cold-blooded I am when it comes to betting. I only care about who covers. I literally only care who covers anymore. I like when, I'll be honest, I like when my hockey team wins, but I still don't care. I like when they win, but I really don't care about anything except covering. I mean, I'm being as honest as possible here, folks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.